Okay, Rabbi Yisai, good evening. We're going to try to catch up a little bit tonight. We're up to Simon Kuf Ein Gimel, Siv Gimel. We'll be learning Simon, we'll be finishing the Simon as well as Simon Kuf Ein Dalet a little bit, which is Din Birkas Hayayim B'Su'udah. So page 148, we're up to Siv Gimel. We spoke about Mayim Em Tzoyim yesterday, which is the Ketila Zidayim between, in the middle of the meal. So this Mayim Rishoinim, which is the Tilas Adam for Hamoitzi. There's Mayim Achoinim, which still should be discussed, which will be still discussed in Mitzvah Hashem. Mayim Achoinim, before benching. And then, in between, there's Mayim Emtzoyim, between the two dish. We spoke about the Tzoras, which is between Dogim and Boso, and the way out of it is Kinuach Vadocha, by having some challah and a drink. Now, Siv Gimel finishes off this halachas by saying the following. Kol advarim anoigim b'achoinim. Anything that is relating to the halacha of mayim achoinim, noyagin b'emtzoim, also applied to the mayim emtzoim. Bein lehokeil, bein lehachmir. So there's various kolas and chumash with regards to mayim emtzoim. And with regards to mayim achoinim, and the same halachas of mayim achoinim that apply to mayim emtzoim. In other words, mayim rishoinim is one set of halacha. You need a kli, for instance, and there's all. Mayim achoinim is a different set of halachas. Mayim emtzoim are comparable to mayim achoinim, as opposed to mayim rishoinim, whether it's lekula or whether it's lechumra. Chutz mehesach hadas, the only exception is the halach of hesach hadas, of taping one's mind away from the meal. Shepoisel b'im tzoyim, this will passel b'im tzoyim. B'pnei shedayim roi tzelechol, v'yodov tzichim shimu. V'chutz menigo v'yadayim, shem tzoyim tzichim ligo v'kirishoinim. So the exception to the rule is regards to hesach hadas. That hesach hadas is that if you take your mind away, we know that there's a concept of hesach hadas regards to mayim rishoinim. That if you have hesach hadas, then you have, and you didn't pay attention to your hands, to may have potentially touched something or somewhere that you require a new netila. And therefore, if you haven't paid attention, you need to wash netila sudaim again. This obviously does not apply to mayim achoinim, because mayim achoinim, you are finished already the meal, so obviously there's no such thing, you don't need to look after your hands anymore. Now, although generally speaking, mayim emtzoim are comparable to mayim acharoinim, normally the halachas of mayim emtzoim are the same than mayim achoinim. The hesach hadas is the only exception, and that you need to ensure there is no hesach hadas. And if you have really lost control of your hands, you really lost attention of your hands, you will need to wash hands again with regards to mayim emtzoim. So this is the exception to the rule. There's another point as well that some hold that you dafka need water as opposed to mayim achoinim, that other mashkin will be good enough, and that will be discussed in Kuf Pei Aleph. Okay, we are ready for Simon Kuf Ein Dalet, which is the following. Din birkas hayayim b'seuda, with regards to making brocha on wine b'seuda. Yayin shebesoich ha-seuda. If you're having wine in the middle of the meal, what bracha do you make in the middle of the meal? Absolutely. Miyan shebesoich ha-seuda mevorech b'orech pri ha-gofen. Ve'ein ha-pas poitoy. And the bread that you may have had normally patters everything. You make hamotzi, you don't need to make another bracha for the meal. But the exception to that is wine. Wine, you will need to, if you have wine in the middle of the meal, you'll need to make a new, you'll need to make a bracha for pagof. And why is that? Why? Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton aleph bottom line of page 148, when a passport to hainu afal pisha shoyse, although you are eating something and now the drinking that you're doing is to settle down the, you have the wine not for the taste of the wine, you're having the wine because you want to settle down the meal. Lishoy sachile b'shmeov in your stomach, v'arizek dvorim aboyim achmas asuda, and it's really considered something which is connected to the meal. The wine that you're drinking is connected to the meal. Nevertheless, shniftorim v'kisabasta normally would be exempt through the hamotzi, commotion is bala. Come on, as we'll be discussing later, Simon. Mikol mokom, nevertheless, and these are very much your words, Gabi. Hoel v'ayayinu choshuv, because the wine is choshuv, the wine is important. Einoi nechshav tofel, and is not considered Tofel is not considered a side dish at all. Leipot, la pas to the bread. Leipote bevichosoi, that is exempt through the bocha, and you'll need to make a special bocha on the wine. Yeah. Good, that would be the next halacha. Okay. Coming in a minute, yeah.
What about Shabbat? Of course, we say bocha with the foods, maybe ha'it, or maybe it could be sometime, not so hadamo.
Dessert? Are you referring to dessert or main course?
I mean, dessert.
Good, we'll get to dessert. Okay, says the Mishnah, so that's the halacha. So Rabbi said, the halacha we're learning is that wine is an exception. Normally, what you're eating in the meal is covered with amotzi, but wine is an exception. Why? Because it's choshuv. See, base. Yain poite kol minei mashkin. Wine will exempt any other drink. If you make peripi hagofen, you've exempt all the other drinks. Even the first bracha. So when you make peripi hagofen, you will exempt all the other drinks during the meal. Rabbi says, is this a chiddush or not?
Yes.
Why?
Because other drinks are hagofen.
Absolutely correct. Spot on. This is a very big chiddush here. That we're finding over here that wine is exempt. When you make peripi hagofen, you will pater all the mashkim, all the drinks, despite the fact that they may not be peripi hagofen. We'll get to that. We'll get to the condition in Sifkot and Gimel. Yeah. So the truth is, we're learning over here that it's the wine element of it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Gimel. Kol mine mashkin. Ubilvad shiyu lefonov al ha-shulchon. The condition is that you will have had them on the table. If the wine was on the table, then the peripi hagofen that you make will cover all the mashkin, all the drinks. B'shol shebeich al ha-yayin. When you made the bracha on the wine. Continues the brackets, that's a very important bracket. If he was not before him when he made the bracha, even if he was not standing before him when he made the bracha, you'll need to make a new bracha on them. So in other words, the Mishnah Berurah says that the other drinks will only pater all the mashkin if that the other mashkin were on the table when you made peripi hagofen. That's when they're exempt from the bracha. Yeah. Tell me more. Good. That will be next. Mufosha Seif. That will be Seif. Yain Shlifna Mozoin. Poita Man Shalacha Mozoin. That will be discussed in the later Simon, which is Simon, later Sif. It will be discussed later, explicit Sif, for Shalacha. Okay, the next, I'm skipping a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah because it's so important, those few lines later on. I'm skipping a little bit towards the end of this Mishnah Berurah, it says follows. Vida, you should know. Shem Kiddush Al Yain. If you made Kiddush on wine. Vehoitzi Acherim Bevikoso, and you emoitzi others through your bracha. If you did not taste from the Kiddush, if they didn't taste from the curse of the Kiddush, they want to drink other drinks, although the drinks were before him when he made Berbea Gofen, they will need to make a new bracha on the Mashkin. The reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, if a person, you made Kiddush, and you made peripi hagofen, you drink. Others are not drinking. You have people by your table that are not drinking any of the wine. Even if other drinks were on the table, if they are later on want to drink during the meal, later on, they will need to make a new bracha. Why? Why would they have to make a bracha on the drinks? Because why? What's pshat in it? Because the balabos, he made the peripi hagofen, and peripi hagofen covers everything. But the peripi hagofen is not working for them. Why is the peripi hagofen not working for them?
They didn't drink.
Rabbi Yisai, again, If a person made Berpri HaGofen on Kiddush, and he drank, but nobody else drank, and the people around the table, they want to have, in the middle of the meal, they want to have a drink, they need to make a bracha. They need to make a bracha. Pardon? The reason why they don't... Correct. Correct. It's the Kiddush that... Siv Gimel. Ima ein loy elokois echot. What would you say if you only have one cup of drink? You have only one cup of wine. When would you drink it? Interesting question. Shulchan Aruch says the following. It's based on the Mishnah in Brachas. Ima ein loy elokois echot. If a person needs one cup of wine, manicho ad lacha, mozoinu mevoy cholov. You leave it for benching. If you have one cup of wine, when do you drink it? By benching. Why? Pardon? Oh, you're asking a very good question. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan, hey. Even according to the opinions hold that you don't need a Berpri HaGofen for benching. That's your question, right? Nevertheless, it is still the best way of benching is with a kosher bracha. It's the best way. So you only have one cup, you should leave it for then. Im yuchalas is because if you can make a Berpri HaGofen on benching, that's the best way of doing it. You don't have to, you're right. You don't have to, but it's still the best way of doing it. So although, ain't a tuna kois, but it's still better to do so. Mikol Mokem, yeah.
Presumably not a Shabbos meal, we need to make Kiddush.
Correct. And it's also not, it's even more, Mishnah Berurah continues. Mikol Mokem, imu tzom el ishtois, if he's very thirsty, ve'yeno shamashkim, he's got all the drink available, mutav shishle koidim, he should be drinking now. Why? The Lord says, in order to fulfill Gamda Asa Motcha, to fulfill the opinion of the Motcha, there's an opinion of the Motcha, and we pass it in the Ramah later, that if a person is thirsty, he can't bench Min HaTorah. He's not benching Min HaTorah. Have you heard of that opinion before? If you're thirsty and you bench, you're not fulfilling a Doraisa. If you're benching Hazon, and you're still thirsty, according to many opinions, we're talking about drinking, so you need to drink in order to bench minatoyah. So therefore, if a person has one cup of wine, that's all he has, when should he drink it? So the Shulchan Aruch said, keep it for kosher bracha at the end. If you can, that's the best. Bench ala kos if you can. What happens if you're thirsty? If you're thirsty, halacha is different. If you're thirsty, you can't bench like that, because you need to bench when you're not thirsty anymore. So you should have the cup in the middle of the meal, and therefore not be thirsty anymore by benching. Yeah.
You're not,
but nevertheless, you're right. But the Mishnah Berurah passes over that if you're you want to, it's still better to fulfill the mitzvah of the rice of benching. If it's that hiddo, that chumah is better than the hiddo of that hiddo is the better hiddo than bochal hakos, because you don't really pass any bochal, you need a yain on benching. You don't really need wine for benching. You don't really need to. It's a chumrah. Question is, which chumrah is better? That's the one Shmuel Paskins. This chumrah is better. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're hungry, can you...
Not Medaraisa. No, you won't be able to... Not Medaraisa. It's not a fulfillment of Medaraisa. Seif Dalet. In Kaval Ishtois Lifnei Amazoin. If you sitting down to drink wine before the meal, you don't have to make a bracha on the wine in the middle of the meal. The wine prior to the meal patters the wine of the middle of the meal. Similarly, wine of Kiddush poiter exempts yayin, the wine which is drunk in the middle of the meal. So if you're eating wine if you're drinking wine before the meal, that exempts you from any further wine that you're having during the meal. You won't have to make a special Berpri HaGofen. V'chein ha'mavdil ha'shulchan, interesting case, a person who makes havdalah whilst he has a meal. Ever happened to you? In theory, it could happen.
What's the question?
Havdalah in the middle of a meal.
Can't
eat. Yeah. Yes, I know what you mean. You'll make... not Erev Shabbos. It's not true. Sunday, also no. But it is... You're right. There is definitely... The Mishnah speak about it. If you make Havdalah, the question is about Ma'ariv, but never about Ma'ariv, the concept, pardon? Yeah, you schlep on Shalash Udus. I don't know about Ma'ariv, but let's leave out Ma'ariv. And you're making now Havdalah. So now, that's what we're talking about. A person who makes an Havdalah by the meal, you make Havdalah, and after Havdalah you continue to eat the meal, you now don't have to make a proper agafen on the rest of the meal. Why? Because you made Havdalah. Some say, No. The wine of Havdalah does not exempt. Unless, not a liot of kodim Havdalah. Only if you washed good and proper your hands for a moment before the Havdalah. But if you're just making Havdalah randomly in the middle of a meal, so it's not part of Shalash Udus. It's just like in the middle of a meal, you're making Havdalah, then you'll still make, you'll still need to make a special proper agafen if you're having wine later on in the meal. Only if you made. Hilkach, therefore, Hamavdil Koidim Netila, somebody makes Havdalah before washing hands, Yichavahin, he should have Kavonish Loi Loi Tziyan, should have in mind, specific not to have in mind wine, should be Soich Hasudu, which is in the middle of the meal, Ubidyevet Shaloi Kivan Kach, but if he had no particular Kavona, Poite Yan, should be Soich Hasuda, he makes Havdalah. But yeah, we pass can that any wine that is drunk in the middle of the meal will be exempt and it's fine. The Sofik Bochus Labon Okel, because of the rule of Sofik Bochus Laokel, and is Yotze with a wine that is drunk in the middle of the meal. So, Rabbi Yisrael, the halacha is that if you're having wine in the middle of the meal, it's exempt through the Kiddush that you made initially. And similarly, if you make Havdalah, that will exempt any wine that you have later on in the meal as well. Kol Sheshoisa, Sivhei, anybody who drinks, Pesoy Chasuda, anybody who drinks during the meal in one brocha is sufficient. We're moving on now. No more wine discussion. No more wine. We've had enough wine for tonight. Enough wine for tonight. Regular drinks. If you're making one brocha of a drink, you have exempt all the brochas. Why is that? Elohim king, shebech lo yodaito lishtois, elohim sarkois, fenimlach lishtois acher. If you have first a cup of, what drink do you have during a meal? Okay, sounds nice. Sounds very nice. Okay. What happens if you're running out of that? What are you going to have? A second best?
Diet Coke.
Second best, Diet Coke? Okay. So you're going to make Shahakol. You're going to make two Shahakols or one Shahakol?
One Shahakol.
Why?
Because Shahakol is
very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch. One bracha is sufficient. However, if you only have in mind one cup, there are people that will only drink one cup during the meal. Have you met those people? One cup of drink during the meal. They have one cup, that's what they have.
For Switzerland.
For Switzerland, yes. One cup, that's, yeah. Yeah, so if that's the intention, to only have one cup, and then in the middle of the meal you change your mind, and you say, actually I'm a bit more thirsty, I want a bit more, then the halacha would beat you to make a special bracha on the second cup. Why? You didn't think of it. You didn't have it in mind. V'chein says the Ramah, Misha Boli Suuda, somebody goes to a meal, Moshita Loi Har Bekoisos, and he's been given many cups, Mevorach Al Kol Achad V'Achad, he makes every bracha individually. Tav Nimlach. If you don't expect more than one drink, you go to a meal, and somebody pulls your drinks, and you're expecting only once. You're only expecting one drink. That's what you're expecting. But the Meister, they are showing up a second time, they're giving you more drink. You're going to make a second bracha because you never expected that. You never expected a second drink in the middle of the meal. Very, very much so, indeed. Similarly, when you're not expecting, it's talking about Birkas Nesu, when you're not expecting, many people, you're not expecting a second cup, you're not expecting it, you'll have to make a second bracha on that non-expected cup. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yudches gives us a bit of an important yesoid. Okay. Halacha lemaisa shaila. What happens to a person who is having lunch? And let's be clear, he's washing for lunch, having a sandwich. What are those called, the triangles that you can buy? Yeah, which are they called? You want to buy them like in a double pack? Didis? Okay. Person buys, there's two in them. Is that, there's two in them? Two in them, right?
You can't get some with three.
Okay, let's go for two for the moment. Okay, let's go for the two as in a person buys a 201, and then he has that for lunch break. He washed. Rabbi, I'm emphasizing, he washed for a mozi and he had two. Then he realizes, normally that's enough. The two is normally sufficient. Two will do the job. Two is fine. Normally will do. Then, just before he's having a drink, and then he says, actually, I'm still a bit hungry. But where did he eat? He ate on a park bench. He ate in the office. I don't know. And I said, you know what? Actually, I'm still a bit hungry. I'm not quite done yet. And then he goes and he buys another one. Does he need to make a new bracha? Yes or no? He washed. He does?
Because he thought
it would be fine because we finished by then. Does everybody agree to that? He washed. Doesn't need to because he washed already. I'm not going to discuss moving place. I'm just doing that to confuse things. Yeah, let's say. Well,
it's different to Nimlach, isn't it?
It's different to Nimlach, why?
Because when you sit down to eat, you think, well, I'm going to eat. You're not thinking, it's all to bring me a new sandwich.
But you only had it. But the point is that here in this case, he thought he had a set amount of food that he thought he's going to eat. He thought that will do. Happens to be, he was very hungry and he wasn't satisfied. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that, and this is very, very relevant. The Mishnah Berurah gives us the following in the name of the Taz. I mean, Sifkot Yudches. This is mamash, very, very relevant. He's talking about a drink case still. Person thinks he's only going to drink one cup, and then he changes his mind. He's going to have a second cup. He's going to make a second bracha. Kosav hataz. The Torah of rights. The who are then similarly in achila with regards to food. Kigoin such as shekon or leatzmoi. He bought for himself. He purchased for himself lechem. Bread, echot, one bread, one sandwich. Le'ochloi kuloi, to eat it entirely. Ve'aldaze beirach. And when he made hamoitzi, he thought that will be what he's going to be eating. He will not need more than that. Ve'achakach, and afterwards, nis'ave, he is still at appetite. Le'ochloi, to eat, oid, more. Ve'sholeach, and he sends liknois oid. And he sends out to purchase more bread. He needs to make another hamoitzi. He needs to make another hamoitzi. Yeah? Why is that the mashmos? I hear the duke, but I don't think that's the halacha though. Look what it says in the brackets. V'atam, t'maisa mechichin, his action proves that intention was only to eat ki malechem shekono. His action was evident that he only wants to eat that bread. He won't need more than that. Im lo'i keno yekon yosa, he could have bought more. He could have bought more, but he didn't buy more. So that shows that that's what he intended to eat. Elosh, kechnise, v'alecholo, just had more appetite afterwards to eat further. So therefore, the hamotzi needs to make a new hamotzi. Avalim yeishloi bevayis lechem. What happens if the same happened at home? He has a few slices of bread. And then that's what he thought he's going to eat. But then afterwards he realized, actually, I'm still a bit hungry. And there's on the side. And on the side, there's more bread, slice of bread available. Will he need to make a new bracha then? Yes or no? No, why? You're right. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's right. Avolim yesh to beweis lechem, choytech lechaticha lechol oi. So he cut one slice of bread. Ve'achkach and afterwards, roitze lechtoich oi. He wants to cut more bread. Ein zanimlach. It's not considered changing its mind. The derech odom kenu. That's the way of things. You have more food available, you're going to end up having a drop more. Absolutely. Yeah, there's the aspect of availability, and it's not set and fixed what you're gonna eat. Sometimes when you make a bracha, you think you're gonna have one slice. Sometimes you think you're gonna have two slices. It's not so fixed. But the former case was that you knew you're gonna eat that didi. You're gonna eat that. That's what you thought you You thought you'll be fine with it. Yeah? True? Did I say right? That you thought you're going to be okay with it, but you thought you're going to be okay with it. And that's why I bought that one. You thought you're going to be okay. But then after, so when you finish, you realize, that actually, I'm still hungry, and you're going out to buy more, then you have to make a new hamotzi. New hamotzi. It's a chiddush, right? It's chiddush. Chiddush halacha. That's what if you made mezonos, and now you're going to have how much? Yes, yes, you will. Yeah, you will. You know, you won't make a bracha achrona. You're going to go straight for. You're going to wash and make a mozi. If you're going to have that much more. Okay, so we covered tonight the following halachas. We learned that. We learned that wine in the middle of the meal is not covered through the hamotzi. We learned that a bir pri hagofen will cover all the other drinks in the meal. We learned that a person who is hearing Kiddush still needs to have a bit of Kiddush if he wants to be exempt from shamashkin in the middle of the meal. We learned that a person, when he has one cup, he should leave it for benching unless he's thirsty, then he can have it in the middle of the meal. We learned that if a person is making bir pri hagofen in the middle of the meal, that's going to exempt all the agofens in the middle of the meal. And we also learned that any drinks that you're having, if you only think you're going to have one cup and you have later on a second cup, you need to make a new bracha on it. And the same halacha also applies with regards to bread. If you feel you're only going to have one slice of bread or two slices of bread, a set amount, and then you change your mind and you're going to have to purchase and you're crying more bread, you're going to make a new hamotzi for that. But if it's a home, then the halacha is not so, because ultimately a person knows about his flexibility with regards to the home. Good evening, Abba Issa, and enjoy your supper.